On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hour number three of the program happening right now. It is Fan After Dark. It is Blake Elliott's last day as a 25-year-old. Mac Jones is down on the ground. We don't know what happened. It looks like it doesn't look like the worst injury in the world, but he's holding his calf. Do we think his Achilles tore? I don't know.
Holding his calf and screaming in agony.
That can't be good.
And also, Brock Purdy was not healthy enough to even be the emergency quarterback.
Who's our backup then?
No idea. Literally, I'm not even going to say
Christian McCaffrey played high school quarterback.
I have no idea who their backup quarterback is.
Jimmy G?
No. I'll look.
I'm kidding.
Stetson Bitten?
And that's it. No, he's Rams.
I know.
He's Rams guy.
Enough random guys.
Steve Young? Steve Bono?
Malik Willis?
I tell you what, you could do a lot worse.
Tyler Huntley?
You could do a lot worse. I'm telling you right now. Ben DiNucci. Well, I'll tell you what, we'll ask this next gentleman if he could step in and be an emergency quarterback if absolutely necessary. Tell you what, he might need to at his alma mater right now. Let's jump out to the D&M Leasing Hotline. Welcome to the program. 7-year NFL veteran and a proud Florida Gator. And I'll tell you what, it has not been chronic and palm trees for this gentleman so far this year. Ben Troop, what in the hell's going on with your Florida Gators?
Man, you guys guess as good as mine. I mean, when I talked to you guys in the off season, everything was all good. We got his recruiting class coming in. We got DJ Lagway coming back for us. We thought it was going to be a sensational sophomore year. Right now, I mean, it's been very somber down there in Gainesville. But you know what? Yeah, I'm still rocking with the boys no matter what. But I mean, I don't want to be, you know, 1-3, and I got another Manning coming to the swamp. With a lot of momentum, a lot of confidence, and, hey, dare I say, man, it could get real ugly on Saturday. We hope that my Gators, you know, make a game out of this thing.
When you see Arch Manning, and obviously he struggled in week one in the last couple weeks, played some cupcakes and cleaned up some of the errors and it's put up better counting stats, do you see a better quarterback? Are you a little bit fearful coming into this game, or do you think he's going to look more like the quarterback we saw in week one and still struggle?
No, I think he's been building momentum ever since week one game. I mean, Ohio State gonna beat most teams they play against, but I think the thing about Arch Manning is nobody knows the type of, you know, fair or unfair pressure or fair or unfair criticism this young man is under. I mean, everybody thinks they want to play for Texas, but when your last name is Manning, sometimes you're not playing as bad. People just expect you to play better because of who you are or the type of potential that you have. But I think Arch Manning, he plays according to the competition. I mean, Mike Patricia threw everything but the kitchen sink at him week one. I mean, those are some very, very exotic defenses that most quarterbacks ain't going to be able to decipher. But he's playing with confidence, and I think that no matter what Florida hasn't done, coming to the Swamp is still an event. It's still prestigious, even if Florida ain't living up to the billing right now. He's going to try to come and show the world, because the SEC Network will be on hand to show, hey, I'm still one of the best quarterbacks in the country.
From what you're hearing back, you know, in Gainesville, I mean, you know, look, the USF, when the USF game happened, and you know, I mean, look, LSU, look, you can live with that. Miami, obviously, you would have liked it to be a little bit closer, but it felt like the wheels started to come off a little bit, or at least the narrative started to really change after the USF loss. But again, there's a lot of talent on this Florida football team. DJ Lagway has yet to put together a game where you say to yourself, okay, this is the guy that we started to see at the end of last year. We know Texas got a really good defense, but do you think that the ingredients are there, considering that nobody's expecting Florida to win this game on Saturday?
They are. I mean, Dallas Wilson, big time recruit we got out of, you know, guy from Oregon that obviously got out of his national letter of intent. I mean, he hasn't played yet. He's supposed to play, you know, on Saturday. Vernell Brown III, VB3. I mean, he's been the best receiver. He's a true freshman. DJ Lagway kind of spoke up a little bit and said, look, whenever this offense pops, it's going to be hard to stop. I do think he's due. That doesn't mean that Florida's going to win the game. But if they're going to have even a shot, he's going to have to not look like he's looked. And, I mean, not that it matters, but when you're 1-3, let it fly. I don't know what's going on with DJ Lagway with his health. I definitely know what's going on out above the neck, but I'm more concerned about his mentality more than anything else. He hasn't forgotten how to throw the football, and I'm not going to blame play calling a lack thereof when it comes to Billy Napier. Sometimes the moment, you know, is either going to decide, you're either going to show, hey, man, I'm built for the moment, or the moment is too big. I don't think the moment is too big. I think he's due. And I think America deserves, a shootout with Texas and Florida come Saturday. Even if Texas comes out with the win, I think hopefully seeing Manning on the other sideline, he should want to put his best foot forward because everybody will be watching.
You being a Florida fan, what do you see as the most probable way to victory? I know you might say for exciting DJ Lagway goes throw for throw, punch for punch with Arch, and it's a high-scoring affair. Do you see this being more defensive leaning? Do you see the Florida Gators getting after Arch and maybe forcing the turnovers away? Kind of what do you see as the path to victory for your Florida Gators?
Run the football. I mean, we got some incredible running backs. Run the football and open it up for the passing game, and don't be afraid to push the ball down the field vertically. People get so caught up in our deep passes. A deep pass is not – I mean, yes, you want to complete it, but you got to get these safeties to back up. Those safeties for Texas, they're going to be crowding. They're not going to be on the line of scrimmage, but they ain't going to be back too far behind them linebackers because they know Florida's strength is the running game. If you can find a way to get those DBs in one-on-one, DJ Lagway, when he sees one-on-one and he knows where he's going with the football, he's one of the best ones out there. Problem is, teams ain't really been playing – haven't been a lot of man coverage, and for our defense, unfortunately, they're gonna have to do something they haven't done the first 4 weeks of the season, and that's rattle a quarterback. I mean, I know that we lost by 10 to LSU, but it wasn't because they was getting after Nussmeyer. They have 3 sacks on the season, I think, as a unit. That's not gonna cut it. And I think this week is gonna have to be the week they break out. If the defensive line can get after Eli Manning, if DJ Lagway can get some one-on-one coverages, and they can find a way to run the football, I think that could be a pathway. But like I said, the one thing Texas, they first string and second string, they loaded and they got a good D. I just hope that my Florida Gators comes out because the home field advantage, try to go out there and put a good showing out there, because hopefully Texas brings out the best of Florida as a team and DJ Lagway as an individual player.
Ben Troop joining us, talking all things UT Florida, as well as a little SEC and some NFL. We'll get in here in just a second. Look, because here's the deal, right? You're already 1-3, so clearly this is a team that a lot of people had high hopes for. You can you can turn the narrative around if you find a way to beat Texas on Saturday. Then you've got, you know, A&M the following week, and that could, you know, everything could change in a heartbeat with a couple wins, and suddenly, you got a beatable Mississippi State team. Suddenly, this team could be right back in the thick of things. You lose on Saturday, and then this thing could snowball. Would Billy Napier survive if you see this thing lose another 2 or 3 more?
No. I don't think he's. I think he's going to be fine after this week, no matter what happens. Texas A&M, I mean, because they got ugly in the swamp last year with them. You go on the road to Texas A&M, and you get blown out. It's going to be hard to justify keeping him. The only scenario I can see that's working in Billy Napier's favor is if I can see a scenario to where they let him go, but they let him coach the rest of the year, because early signing day in December has really thrown a monkey wrench in recruiting. I mean, it used to be you had the first Wednesday in February, and now guys are signing for 2026 at the end of 2025, and you don't want to lose the incoming recruiting class that you have now. I mean, this is going to be a game. You talk about fertile recruiting grounds. I mean, it don't get much bigger than Texas and Florida when you're talking about recruiting, and a bunch of those guys, Everybody who Florida got as commits, they definitely got recruited by Texas, and they will be watching. So, but it's going to be hard to justify keeping him if you get blown out by Texas and Texas A&M. But if he does the unthinkable and he splits Texas A&M and he beats Mississippi State, he finds a way to make a run with Georgia, and end of the year he's looking halfway respectable, I think he got a shot to keep his job. But, I mean, you cannot look past them boys from Austin trying to look down the road to them boys from College Station.
Ben, I value your opinion a bunch. I wanted your thought on the new AP poll that just came out. You see big drops from LSU, Georgia, and Florida State, and then you see big movement from Ole Miss getting inside the top four. Do you think the committee got it right, or did you have a couple qualms with the updated polls?
No, I don't have qualms with it. I mean, I like polls after teams start playing. I don't like preseason polls because you just want to have top 10 matchups the first, you know, week of the season. No, I don't mind. I want to see if Ole Miss can handle, you know, being the hunter, you know, and not the hunted. I mean, when you think about what Ole Miss has been able to do with a guy like Lane Kiffin is good, not great. I looked it up. I mean, Lane Kiffin is 3-8. I mean, he's 3-15 against top 10 teams. And head-to-head last year against the same guy they want him to replace in Florida, you got beat. Now, I'm not saying it's going to happen this year because Florida got to go on the road, but Lane Kiffin has never been to Atlanta, not to play a football game. I'm pretty sure he visited there. Really, really good coach. Really, really good coach. And I think and this is supposed to be the year. The one thing about teams that have never done something, can they do it with the lights or the brightest? I'm right. Not saying Ole Miss could be anybody you put them in front of. The problem is, listen, that pressure only goes up because on a neutral field, and I mean, people are saying right now it might end up being Texas. Or, you know, Texas A&M versus the Ole Miss, can they handle that type of smoke? I think they can. I mean, I got coached for 8 games under Lane Kiffin when I was a then Oakland Raider, and, you know, I got a chance to know him a little bit. I mean, most guys that leave the SEC as a coach, they don't come back unless their name is Bobby Petrino, and that's another conversation for another day. But
you got that right. Hey,
I like Lane Kiffin. I like the way he coaches. I like the fact that, you know, he's going to have these wide-open offenses. But can you do it when the talent threshold meets yours? And LSU, he made it, and they beat him. But can they keep it going? We'll see.
If Billy Napier were to get booted, this would be, what, the third coach in the last decade for Florida? I mean, we're still trying to figure out. I mean, it just feels like since Urban Meyer, this is like how a powerhouse program like Florida has just not been able to find this kind of stability that we're used to seeing from an Urban Meyer, from a Steve Spurrier. I mean, hell, even the basketball teams found some stability since the Billy Donovan days. What does this team need to go? What does this school need to go out and do from a head coaching perspective if they decide to part ways with Billy Napier?
They're going to have to get a person whose resume you don't have to explain on ESPN. You know how when they hire them coaches, they'll say, let me tell you what he's done. You can't get one of those. And unfortunately, I think that a guy like Billy Napier, he has killed it for any coach in the G5. They're not going G5 anytime soon, if ever. And I think that's sad because you got some really good G5 coaches. But I never thought I would be saying this in a million years. If you can't get a Lane Kiffin, Eli Drinkwitz, I mean, I never thought I would be saying this, but what he's doing and what he's done at Mizzou, you got to give him credit.
You ain't lying.
He's not recruiting the same areas. I can only imagine what an Eli Drinkwitz would do with the Florida infrastructure and resources and that breeding ground, because he's done it. He's won consistently. Eli Drinkwitz and Lane Kiffin are not that different as far as like what they've done in the SEC since they've been there. I mean, they've both done really, really
Mizzou's
well.
Tough, man. One,
you know, yeah, we'll see.
I want to ask you this. The Heisman odds, Dante Moore jumps to the front at Oregon at plus 600, Ty Simpson and Beck and Jeremiah Smith follow. Are you buying the Dante Moore hype that he might be the best pure passer in college football right now, or are you waiting out for some other guys to kind of get back towards the top?
No, I do. I mean, I give Dan Lanning a lot of credit, man. I mean, and I think what propelled Dan Lanning to this area is not Dylan Gabriel, it's Bo Nix. Bo Nix leaves Auburn, he goes out there, and he's a first-round pick. Nothing boosts your resume and gets quarterbacks that want to come there more than watching guys go out there and rip it up and go, you know, play well in the National Football League. I like Dante Moore. Right now, he's getting it done. Can he do what can he do for Oregon? What only he can do, and that's outside of having, like, what, 25, 30 different uniform variations, you can't keep going to the national championship and losing because you are just good enough to lose to the best team. I'm not putting that on the young man right now, but if they can get to the national championship, I'm not saying they will and they can win, they would be doing the unthinkable, because these big time, these people around college football talking about how great and big of a brand Oregon is, I'd be like, you mean Nike? or you mean Oregon? Because when you talk about college football, I'm not taking nothing away from them, but you got to win it all before we start talking about real tradition. And I mean that with all the respect in the world.
You know, look, you're not wrong about that. I mean, that's the one thing about Oregon is that, look, they've been a perennial contender year in, year out, but we're still waiting for them to punch that ticket. What did you learn from that Georgia-Alabama game last Saturday?
That Coach DeBoer has done something that everybody thought that only Nick Saban could do, and that's they still up in Georgia's head. I mean, Georgia had opportunity after opportunity, and they just, I mean, guys jumping on piles. I feel so bad for that true freshman receiver that dropped that. Oof, that young man hated the fact that everybody saw that. And the thing about a guy like Kirby Smart, say what you want to say, I mean, it's not a mulligan. It's not an asterisk. They did beat Alabama in the national champ. They did do it, but you were down both of your starting receivers. If Mechie is there and James Williams is there, is that a different outcome? You won in seven in your eight tries against Alabama, and Coach DeBoer is the new guy. It's one thing you can't beat your mentor. Now you can't even beat the new guy. But I got to say this about Georgia. That is only one loss. They're going to be coming for everybody because of that loss. But Coach DeBoer, he better not lose. You can't beat Georgia 2 years in a row and potentially lose to Vanderbilt 2 years in a row. Everybody going to be watching that game.
Well, real quick, that's a great follow-up, is what does this tell you about DeBoer, right? Because, I mean, look, everybody was ready to, this dude. I mean, you had people asking what was his buyout after losing to Florida State in week one, which I thought, man, let's give this guy a little bit of deference. I mean, you know, he's 2 years removed from a national championship game. Anybody with half a brain will tell you it's hard to follow a legend, much less Nick Saban, when the dude still has an office in the building. I mean, does this tell you anything about Kalen DeBoer, and maybe we've gotten a little too carried away with, hey, this dude can still coach some football now?
No, I don't know. I think it's warranted. I mean, right now, to me, if I look at Coach DeBoer, he's consistent at being inconsistent. You can't win big games and lose games. Listen, if I'm winning games against teams that's good enough to beat me and I'm losing games against teams that I'm better than, that's an inconsistent coach. And people are going to remember Coach DeBoer in 2024 for this. They're going to say, hey, you beat Georgia, you lost to Vanderbilt, and you got boat raced by Oklahoma. People not going to forget that. And if you start the season losing to Florida State, Florida State ain't world beaters, but Alabama, Texas, LSU, Georgia, Ohio State, Michigan. These are the colleges you can't hide, that everything you do matters. If everything you do matters, everything you don't do matters even more. And Coach DeBoer got to know, you can't beat Georgia and lose to Vanderbilt. I don't care if they're not the Vanderbilt of old. You better beat them like you the Alabama of the current. And if he doesn't, people are going to be like, man, I mean, I don't even know how to feel. Is Georgia even a good win? If you can't even beat Vanderbilt, everybody's going to be watching, and I think it's going to be a good one.
All right, get you out of here with this. I know you spent plenty of time with the Tennessee Titans. Man, what is going on in Tennessee? I mean, look, we know Cam Ward hasn't looked good, but that whole organization right now just looks rough.
Yeah, I feel bad for a guy like Cam Ward because, you know, Coach Brian Callahan, nothing against him, though, but sometimes guys ain't built to be head coaches. I mean, you were the head coach of 2024, and that's why you had the number one overall pick. It took you a full year and three games to realize you shouldn't be calling plays. I don't get stuff like that. I really, really don't. And when you finally stop calling plays, you look even worse on offense. Jeffrey Simmons' talent is being wasted as one of the premier defensive linemen in the National Football League. Cam Ward is a part of this era to where when you get drafted in the top 10 or the first round, you got to play right away. You don't want a player that by the time he's ready to play, you've ruined him, you know what I'm saying, with his confidence. And that's what will happen when you get to losing all the time. By the time they get a roster around you, I'm just used to losing. I hope that they find a way to get it right. I don't think Brian Callahan is the head coach moving forward. I don't know what they're going to do because this is the same organization that, you know, that brought in Rand Carthon, got rid of him within 2 years, and the new GM comes in and says, oh, our motto here is a draft, you know what I'm saying, develop and retain. That's everybody's motto in the National Football League. I feel bad for Cam. I don't know who if they play the Saints, I mean, that's gonna be a toss-up. I don't see them beating nobody. And like I said, the Texans don't look like the same team. Daniel Jones got the Indianapolis Colts, you know, out here doing what they're doing. You talk about Jacksonville is 3-1, and you got my Titans. I feel bad for the young man, but listen, I went 4-12 my first year, 5-11 my next year. By the time I left the Titans, we was going to the playoffs. I don't see Cam Ward having any success because when you're a bad team in a bad division, I don't see any I don't see no light at the end of the tunnel for him. But, hey, man, you get paid a lot of money, young man. Sometimes they pay you to deal with it till it gets better.
Tell the folks at home who aren't following you already, shame on them, where they can find you at on the socials and where they can find your podcast.
At being Troop84 on all social media, you know, platforms, and 84 reasons, no weather's in the fall, and winning the division and the fan in the end. And soon to come, I hate lists. I mean, everybody can't, I can't stand lists, so since I can't stand them, I'm going to just go ahead and make my own. I already be making people mad. I might as well. And listen, y'all don't got to get mad at me. I had a lady see me in the grocery store. She said, Ben, I hate your takes. Are you married? I said, that's my wife right there. So I've made one good decision, and I just want you to keep listening.
This lady asked you in public. She told you she hated your takes.
Yeah. I mean, I wear these big hats, man. So I mean, I wear these Cam Newton hats. I don't pay the same amount of money he paid for his. But yeah, the lady's looking at me. I'm looking at her, and then she says, "Being true by." She didn't ask me, "Am I him?" Not saying that I'm somebody. She said, "Being true by, hate your takes." And then she just said, "Are you married?" I'm like, "Well, that's a crazy follow up." Wow. But yeah, that's my wife right there.
Ben, always great stuff, my friend. Enjoy the weekend, and you know what? Go Florida.
Hey, man, I appreciate you guys always having me on. Blake, man, enjoy your last day being 25, man. I remember those. That's a many moons ago.
Yes, sir. I appreciate you.
The one, the only, Ben Troop. Give him a follow on at BenTroop84. You will be glad that you did. You've got a take about these Dallas Cowboys. More importantly, number four.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Is Dak Prescott the best quarterback in the NFL right now? And will it be enough to carry the Dallas Cowboys into the playoffs? Me and Fred will discuss that here. We got our boy Khaki Kev on the boards, keeping us nice and crispy as well. Hopefully you Tolos at home are enjoying your Thursday. 877-881-1053, the best way to get in touch with the show. Let us know if you're enjoying this Thursday night football game. It actually is a good one. 49ers up 20-14. The Mac Jones-led 49ers are playing some inspired football right now. The Rams are trying to come back in the
really
fourth
are.
Down. Rams down four, right? Excuse me, down six in the fourth. Just got a big third down stop, so they'll be getting the ball to start the fourth quarter off. But I'll ask you, Fred Davis, on the surface before we get into some of the more minutia of it.
Yeah.
You know what this defense has shown you the first 4 weeks? Is Dak Prescott enough to get this team into the playoffs? Not saying win the division, just in the playoffs.
If you beat the Jets on Sunday, I say yes. If you beat the Jets on Sunday, I'll say yes.
Right now, the seventh seed in the NFC, is the Packers at 2-1-1. So that's that. If you were to get a win, you would obviously be up to two wins with the Falcons, Vikings, Packers, Cardinals, Bears, Commanders. You're at the 13th seed right now. There's only three teams worse than you in the NFC. Panthers, Giants, and Saints.
A lot of foosball left. By the way, can you tease what you need the Tolos and Fatties to do?
I can tease that.
Real quick before we forget.
I'm a tease.
Because we will. You are a tease.
Extra credit is coming up next.
Yes. Special edition.
We have our producers extraordinaires behind me. We've got Fred and Blake in front of you.
Yeah.
Foreground, if you will. Remember that back in the day, the Foregrounders? You don't remember.
It's okay. I have no idea what you're talking
about.
Bad
memory. Maybe that was Reggie. That's like a Tolo Plus member. If you guys catch that, we're gonna let you guys choose. What topic you want extra credit to be. So send something that I could chat GPT to give 40, 50, 30 questions about. So don't be like, talk about my favorite high school football team. We got to do stuff that is general knowledge. I do stuff about the airports or stuff about security or stuff about the NFL, like stuff that you could know without having to, I'm not going to do a doctorate degree and stuff that nobody would know and you're just straight up guessing. So send some topics in right now, 877-881-1053. I will pick the best one in the break or maybe even before the segment ends and we'll have extra credit over that topic. But I ask you this, Fred Davis, you said if they get the win against the Jets, you think the Cowboys offense pretty much
My head and my heart are two different things, okay?
What's your heart telling you?
My heart says if you can win Sunday, anything's possible.
How many wins do you think you need to have to win to get in the playoffs in the NFC?
I think you're going to need nine.
Nine minimum.
I think you're going to need nine to get in there. I do.
Okay. So they have one on the season. You tell me where the nine are coming from.
They need eight.
You need eight out of your next 12.
So you got to go. I mean, here's the thing. You'd have to go. Now, I wonder if they could get in with an 8-8-1 record.
I doubt it.
I mean, who knows, right? Okay. Because I think the NFC North is going to cannibalize itself. All right. I think the NFC West is going to cannibalize itself.
Excuse me, you got 13 more games left.
Okay.
Am I reading that right?
So you need to go
8-12. Yep, you got 13 games left in the NFL season. So you need to
go 8-5 to finish the year?
If you want to get to 9 wins.
So that would put you at 9-7-1.
And you think that'll make the playoffs? Because it's going to be a tiebreaker situation.
I mean, 9-7-1, I think, would absolutely get you in the playoffs. 100%.
Absolutely. But you got a chance.
I feel good about it, yeah.
Okay, you tell me where the...
But now that you put it like that, I mean, dude, that's a tough road to hoe.
You tell me where the 8 wins are coming. You got the Jets a couple days.
Yes, that's a win.
Okay, that's one win. Panthers next week.
That's a win.
Okay, so all you need is, 7 more?
I need six more six after that.
Because we're only going to 9 wins.
We're going to 9 wins. We're saying 9 wins. 9-7-1 is we're saying will get you into the playoffs.
Jets and Panthers, so you're up to 3 wins. Commanders?
Where's it at?
In Dallas. It's right after the Panthers.
You know what? I'm saying give me a dub.
So they're going a little 3-game win.
So now you're 4-2-1 at this point.
Broncos on the road.
Is CD back?
Sure.
What week is that?
October 26th. So we just had week 4. This would be week 5, week 6, week 7, week 8.
I'm going to say yes.
Okay. Cowboys rip off a 4-game win streak. They play the Cardinals at home.
I am drinking the Cowboy Kool-Aid.
They play the
Jim
Cardinals
Jones
at home
style.
After that.
Oh, yeah. If you've won 4 straight like that, you're winning a 5th. Absolutely.
Okay,
you're beating the Cardinals.
You play the Raiders on the road after that.
Give me that dub, too.
The Cowboys have now won 6 in a row.
According to Fred Davis.
According to Fred, they only
need 2 more wins.
They only need 2 more.
They're now 7-2-1 and are the hottest team in the NFL, courtesy of Fred Davis.
Eagles at home.
You lose that.
Chiefs at home.
You lose that.
4 days later.
You lose
Lions
that.
On the road.
You lose that.
Vikings at home.
You win that. So what are we now?
So you just need 1 more win. That would be 7 wins. You had them winning 6 in a row. That's the 7th win right there.
Okay. So well, no, that's only 8 wins, though. Remember, we said we need 9.
You had them win six in a row.
Yeah.
So if you're saying they beat the Vikings, that's seven. They already have one on the year, so that would be eight.
That's eight, yeah.
So you need one more win out of these next three.
Oh, you're saying they need one more. Okay, yeah. So who's left after the Minnesota game?
Chargers, Commanders, Giants.
Oh, you're definitely winning one of those three.
Okay.
You're definitely winning one of those three. But you need this improbable six-game win streak that I have pulled out of my ass that you need to somehow, some way, find a way.
So do you feel confident in that, that they're going to go 9-7-1 to wrap up the season? Six-game win streak and then...
The six-game win streak, I mean, on the surface, yes. For the sake of radio and entertainment standpoint, it sounds exciting. But, I mean, really, you should... I mean, okay.
So that those last seven games, you have them going 2-5.
Yeah. Because, I mean, again, the NFL giveth, the NFL taketh away, right? And so, I mean, really, you should beat the Jets. The Jets are, you're a better football team than the Jets.
What are the guaranteed ones? Jets, Panthers, for the most part. Like,
that's why, this is my point here, though. If you don't win the next two games, your season's over.
Correct. No. You don't win the next two games.
You're done.
It's 99.9%
That's
over.
A wrap. I don't care. I mean, look, I love Shoddy as much as the next Shoddy. But if you don't win the next two, I'll be honest with you. If you lose to the Jets on Sunday, I'm done with you.
Yeah, because if you lose to the Jets and Panthers, at that point you're 1-5-1, right?
No, you're 1-4-1.
1-4-1, and you got the toughest part of your schedule coming up.
And you've lost to, which you know the Bears are now a pretty good football team. At least we think. I mean, they beat the Raiders, so let's call that what it is. I mean, Degenerate Jake is just on a heater right now. But if you lose to the Who, by the way, the Bears were winless when they beat you. If the Jets, Bears, and Panthers beat you 3 out of 4 weeks when they all had a combined, one win leading up to your game, that's who you are. You might as well go ahead and start. And I'll tell you what, I thought I caught the tail end of it on G-Bag today. I think Broadus even suggested trading, you know, if this thing gets really one-sided, you trade George Pickens.
Wow.
I mean, at that point, you've really said, okay, bleep it.
And at that point, you just gave up a third round?
Well, you can get your third rounder back.
Yeah. What do you mean you can get it back?
Well, you can trade. You'll get a third. You'll get your third rounder back for George Pickens.
From who?
If you traded him.
Oh, if you traded him. Okay. Yeah. I thought you meant like some return deal. Like, hey, we're giving you George back. We'll take the third.
That's what I'm saying. Broadus said if this thing goes sideways, go ahead and trade George Pickens before the deadline.
Nobody texted in any topics.
Possible topic for tonight, Halloween costume predictions.
How was that a trivia?
I don't know.
Okay. So that was my point. Nobody texted in any topics.
I don't know. Well, or is that is Halloween? But we still got another month before we get to Halloween.
Well, hopefully not a full month, but a couple weeks.
3 weeks, give or take. You're a big Halloween guy, aren't you? Isn't that your favorite holiday, you said?
I did say that.
What do you think as far as the Cowboys are concerned?
No, I don't think they're not going to make the playoffs. As good as Dak is playing, Dak is, I think, one of the best, if not the best, quarterback in football right now this season.
Oh, he's playing his ass off.
I do not think it'll be enough to get the Cowboys in the playoffs because we saw a better version of this Fred last year with the Bengals.
Yeah, no, I don't disagree.
And remember how I made that comparison in the offseason? And I said, but the Cowboys defense won't be as bad as the Bengals defense because that was like new lows. The Bengals defense was so bad.
I didn't expect him to be this bad.
And then I said, they're going to be bad. They're going to be a bottom three, bottom five defense. I didn't expect them to be Bengals bad, but they are Bengals bad.
They're worse than the Bengals.
They are terrible on defense.
They're worse than the Bengals.
So I just want to know from you, Tolos, do you think 877-811-1053, can the Cowboys make the playoffs with Dak, how he's playing right now, and how bad the defense is? And if you've got a topic for extra credit.
I'll tell you what it is.
Send it in.
Let's do playoff baseball.
Just trivia about that?
Trivia about, yeah, I mean, look. Okay, Trevor.
Good. I like it. It's going on. Okay, playoff baseball trivia coming up next for extra credit.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
All right, we got a new spin on Extra Credit tonight. We were going to do Ask a Jake, but we just decided, you know what? Let's just make it that much easier and just have a threesome, producer style, Extra Credit style. Okay? I mean, why are you guys, what's so funny?
Pulling that.
I don't know, my pants are already down.
Fair enough.
You assume I showed up with pants. So.
Hey! So here we go. We've got... Khaki Kev behind the glass. He's actually our producer for tonight. We've got a couple TSN veterans in the house. Trevor, the creator.
Hola, ¿cómo está?
Good to see you. And then, of course, the degenerate one who is just came in spicy tonight.
Oh, I came in on a high, baby.
Came in spicy.
Came in on a high.
Why? Because his Chicago Cubs dispatched... the San Diego Padres.
Yeah, we did. And if you see any of my tweets with Padres fans on Twitter, just keep scrolling, please.
Were you pretty vitriolic today after?
Oh, yeah.
Afterwards?
Oh, yeah. I mean, there was. I got called pathetic by a 70-year-old Padres fan, and I responded with a meme.
But you did say that you're a little, you know, that you guys do need to, you know, finish up against the Brewers because.
We do. We do. And I'll be honest with you.
There will be receipts.
We were popping champagne in the clubhouse, and I was kind of like,
a little early.
This is kind of interesting because when we clinched the playoff berth, we celebrated and lost six in a row. So I'm kind of hoping that doesn't carry over here. But
you would think that these guys would have been all business. Say, you know what? Let's just go ahead and on to the next series.
They'll give rings for winning wild cards, guys.
No, they don't. By the way, another block kick with the Rams 49er game.
What's up with special teams this year? Genuinely, what's wrong with special teams?
Something's going on. I'm not sure what it is. I've got Blake standing next to me. Did you want to share the microphone or did you want to? There's one right there if you want to use that
one. You guys
on
mic?
Y'all want to use the intro or?
Is there something going on, Blake, that I should know about? Or
ChatGPT is overloading right now. I wanted to make sure that this quiz was accurate because the last thing I want to do is spread misinformation on these 100,000 watts, and ChatGPT is about to explode. I have the quiz in front of me, but I have to share it with Fred. A lot of technical stuff. Don't worry. Fred's going to keep you entertained for the next minute or two, and we're going to get it set up.
Okay, there you have it. All right, so 2020 is the score. I'll tell you what, and you know, the Rams score, and apparently... what, the 49ers go 3 and out? Because the next thing I know, I look back up, and they've got the ball again. So 4th and 1, looks like they're going to punt. 8 minutes left to go. We've got ourselves a little bit of a barn burner here on Thursday. One of the better Thursday night football games.
Yankees just clinched. they won.
This may be a shocker to you, but I do have a bet on this game.
It's stunning.
Pulling up Prize Picks as we speak. I'll give you a little more details. Here we go.
By the way, what a punt by the Rams. Down at the 2 yard line.
I'm just going to hold off on this intro right here.
I stand corrected. It was refunded because I took Brock Purdy to throw a passing.
That's a shame. Tell you what, go ahead and do the intro. Go ahead and do the intro so that way, as soon as the internet decides to cooperate with Blake here, rough day for you on your last day as a 25-year-old.
I'm good.
Rough. Are we good?
I'm good.
Okay, here we go. The intro yet? Go ahead. Play that intro.
Ring the bell.
Fred!
And Blake!
It's a merry-go-round, you dumb dumbass. Do you need the dumb in front of the dumbass?
I mean, I did his homework. Not like he bullied me. He just kind of redumbed it.
Okay.
I've never even heard that word in my life.
But as my own personal form of punishment, I figured out how you're going to earn that extra credit.
All right, let's go. Yeah. Here we go.
Trevor, Kevin, Jake. We call that TD Jake's over here. We've got a fun...
Pre-Diddy, of course.
Pre-Diddy, of course. We got a fun extra credit today. It is baseball time, and this time I will allow baseball music. If you want to change the bet, this is the time. If not, it's okay. I know you're about to do a quiz. I'm giving you a lot of information. But if you were going
to... 7 minutes left in the segment. Feel free to change music if you want. No big deal.
Hey, Kevin, okay. We know that we hate sports music, but go ahead and play sports music this one time.
Let's get that organ going.
I'm going to allow it. First question goes to Kevin because he was so nice. Kevin, this is probably the biggest layup of the quiz, too. Which team won the 2001 World Series in a dramatic Game 7 walk-off?
Do you want to guess without the...
I'll guess without.
Where's my bell?
2001, I would go Yankees.
Wrong.
Why'd you ring the bell?
Then why'd you ring the bell?
Because I just felt like it. Because I meant to say ant, but
okay,
I went
ahead.
Okay,
so now whoever just shouts it first. If it's not your turn, whoever shouts it first gets the points. So
Diamondbacks.
Score one for Degenerate Jake.
Okay, we'll go to Trevor. Trevor, what?
So I'm gonna need you to scoot over a little bit because you can look at my.
How the hell
phone.
Did you watch it, Jake?
You think I've got to? I got to work hard. I got to cheat to beat these two. Hey.
Oh wow!
I want to go on record.
Shots fired. I think Jacob's gonna win.
Trevor didn't pick me on his team because he didn't want my 22-year-old brain. You better.
I did pick Jake.
Get on business here, buddy.
Did you hear Kevin?
I also said this before I found out what the. Whatever.
All right, you're doing too much. All right, okay. Here we go. Trevor. What iconic line did Joe Buck deliver during David Freeze's Game 6 heroics? Oh, you guys, Ranger fans especially know this. Game 6 heroics in the 2011 World Series.
What was the line?
Yeah.
Yep.
I don't remember the line.
I know it.
So give me
St. Louis, you're going back to work. B, we will see you tomorrow night. C, they're not done yet. Or D, baseball magic in Missouri.
I want to say they're not done yet.
So he hears that a lot. Wrong.
We will see you tomorrow night.
Wow, okay. I blocked a lot
just
of that.
Just run away
out.
With this.
He hasn't even
right
had a question
now.
Yet.
I know. That's what I'm saying. That's I'm
this
doing
is back-to-back Jake points, and he hasn't even had a question asked.
Jake's
him.
Just, this could get ugly, folks. This could get ugly.
Jake, which team came back down from 3-0 in the ALCS, the only such comeback in MLB postseason history?
Give me options.
Cubs, Red Sox, Astros, Dodgers.
Right now. I'm a little disappointed in you right now.
What do you mean?
That you didn't know that right off the jump. Just
answer the note. I didn't hear two of the last
Fred. Cubs, Red Sox, Astros, Dodgers.
Red Sox.
Well done.
No, not well done. You should just know that.
You should.
That's the only time it's ever happened.
I should.
Okay, Khaki Kev.
It's 3-0, by the way.
Madison Bumgarner's legendary 2014 postseason ended with how many innings of relief in Game 7 of the World Series?
That's a ball-knower question.
That is a ball-knower question. I actually just talked about this with Blake the other day. 2, 3, 4, or 5?
4.
Wrong.
Incorrect.
Wow. Let's say 3.
Wrong.
5.
I mean,
wow,
can somebody, for the love of God,
where's one of
you two jamokes get an answer right? God,
listen,
God.
We've gotten some weird ones. So don't.
Well,
don't.
There's this thing called multiple choice where you have more than one chance.
And then he's getting the final option of it.
Go.
Okay, let's go to Trevor. Who hit the shot heard around Houston? A walk-off in Game 5 of the 2017 World Series that ended a 13-12 slugfest.
We're going to say Yordan Alvarez.
That would be incorrect.
Mm, I appreciate you trying to guess, though.
You know, yeah. You know, I'm a gamer. Like, I'll at least game. I might be wrong, but I'll game.
I'm going to go with Altuve.
I love that you guys are digging deep, but that's incorrect.
This was the Dodgers and Astros game. It was like 13-12, right? Was the final score?
My God,
yes.
Listen to
he said it. Don't give him credit. He said it.
Oh, I didn't say Dodgers.
You didn't say Dodgers, but you said the score.
I did say the score.
Okay. You don't get
George
a
Springer
choice. That was one of the options.
Y'all guessed everyone on the list. Was it
the right answer?
Marwan Gonzalez.
No, nope. He's actually Bregman. Still playing right now.
Oh, okay.
Alex Bregman.
Right, no, he's not playing anymore because they just lost.
Oh, that's right. They did just, they did just lose. They did just lose. You're right. All right. Who's is it you?
Stern.
Is it
Jake?
All right. Which pitcher threw a no hitter in the 2010 NLDS?
Roy Halladay.
Wow! Without even the answer choice.
Wow!
Rest in peace. Rest in peace.
Shut it down.
It is now 6-0.
Shut it down.
That's my guy.
Okay, let's go to Kevin. Kevin, hey, stay locked in. You got this. Who hit the iconic 3-run homer off Brad Lidge to send the Cardinals to the 2005 NLCS?
Answer choices.
Scott Rowland, Albert Pujols, Jim Edmonds, David Eckenson.
Eckstein.
Okay, reread the question.
Scott Rowland, Albert Pujols, Jim Edmonds, David Eckstein.
Question.
Who hit the iconic 3-run homer off Brad Lidge? Is it Lidge? Is it?
Yeah.
Okay. To send the Cardinals to the 2005 NLCS.
I'm going to go Pujols.
Hey! There we go. Hey! Good job by you.
I need
a point. Trevor, this is your
point.
Time.
I just need a point.
Trevor, if you don't get this, you're done. I'll tell you what. If you don't get this answer, you're disqualified. No, he's done. He's disqualified. You got
to
leave the studio.
Right.
Yeah, actually, just go home.
Okay, all right.
Which team ended a 108-year championship drought in 2016?
It was the Cubbies. Yeah.
Let's go.
That was a bad
one. All right, good one. Good one. Good one.
Right. Does he get two for that, or are we giving?
I think Jacob would strangle
them. He gets two. He gets two.
This is a pretty big.
We might have to do it like Jeopardy style and have you guys start mortgaging points on here.
How many? I got the question of what did they say? What are the words that he used? Come on, let's get out of here. Go, Jacob.
Okay, who famously shouted, "The Giants win the pennant" after Travis Ishikawa's walk-off home run in the 2014 NLCS Game 5.
Oh, I don't know the name. I'm hearing the voice, though. Give me options.
Joe Buck?
No.
Dwayne Kuiper, Al Michaels, or Bob Costas?
No, it was B.
Dwayne Kuiper?
B.
Final answer.
Yeah, final answer.
You sure about that?
Positive.
Oh, this guy, he does his win, no matter what. Good God.
It's becoming a slugfest.
It's this thing. It's seriously.
Kevin Walker.
It's not a barn burner. This is just.
Which player hit 5 home runs in the 2017 World Series, tying the record for most in a single series?
Answer choices.
Altuve, Springer, Justin Turner, Yasuel Puig.
Yasuel Puig. Yeah, Yasuel Puig.
Incorrect.
In a minute. Can I get this question again? I'm sorry.
Who hit 5 runs in the 2017 World Series?
Home runs, not run.
George Springer.
I mean, we tried. We tried. That's correct. Which team won 4 World Series titles between 2000 and 2010?
This should be pretty easy.
The Yanks, right? No? Okay.
Wrong. Khaki, we'll go ahead and throw to you, see if you can take a stab at this.
What team won? What was the question one more time?
Who won 4 World Series between 2000 and 2010?
Mm.
5 seconds.
Can I get the answer choices?
Just take a guess. You're getting your ass kicked. Just take a guess, for God's sakes.
Dodgers.
Phillies.
Oh, you really? That's your guess?
That's my guess.
Boston Red Sox.
Did you say? Yeah.
A little disappointed in you right now.
I'm on. I got Royale on the brain. My bad.
Got
all right, here we go. I'll tell you what. We'll do a grab bag here. Blurt the answer. Which player hit a walk-off home run to win the 2022 ALDS for the Astros?
Freddie Freeman.
Altuve.
Wrong.
Oh, the Astros. Why did I think Dodgers?
Kevin?
Kyle Tucker.
Y'all said his name today already.
Yordan Alvarez.
Hey!
Wait, don't ring the bell for me. I've got 3 points.
You got -3. All right, last one. Which rookie shortstop won the 2022 ALCS MVP?
Jeremy Peña.
Whoa! and nonetheless.
Kevin does get second off of that. There he goes 3-2 over
okay.
Trevor.
Okay, snipe second place after that
Trevor to the shadow realm.
Comeback.
Oh, I'm gone.
That's it. Now you get to go pander over at the Exxon next door with a final score of
9-3-2.
Wow. What a beatdown, ladies and gentlemen. What a beatdown, ladies and gentlemen. All right. Coming up next, it's the Fan After Dark Power Rankings, courtesy of Fred and Blake. What say you? 877-881-1053. Final hour of the program. Don't go anywhere.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.